Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Welcome back to the show. Coming up in the next segment, Ernie Hudson. The Jets wearing all black jerseys, black helmets. Al Davis would have sued the pants off them. Al Davis sued the Panthers because he thought black and blue was too close. Al Davis sued the Bucks when they went to the skull and pirate flag. He lost both those lawsuits. He would have sued the Jets. Anyway, the Jets actually won a game, which I got wrong. But Malachi Corley, wide receiver, nearly had his first NFL touchdown, but as he's running into the end zone, he threw the ball back on, woohoo, just dropped it. And they said touchdown. They looked back and they went, nope, and it rolled out of the end zone, so it's a touchback. So interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich said, definitely frustrated, to be honest, and angry at the same time, but what an amazing opportunity for this kid to grow and learn. I promise you 10 years from now, when he's still playing in the league, that'll never happen again. And they said, well, what did you say to Corley? He said, I told him, quote, first of all, you can't do that. Second of all, you owe us one. It's a third-round pick out of Western Kentucky, had only played 8 snaps before last night. And, I mean, it's funny because Kyle Pitts almost did the same thing on Sunday as well. But you think about DeSean Jackson doing it. You think about Leon Lett getting run down in the Super Bowl. You know, we're talking about victories here. So when you win, you can say, ha-ha, what a great learning opportunity for the kid. If you lost, it probably wouldn't be that cute. 1-800-878-PLAY. Ernie Hudson coming up next. Also at 1040, Lewis Black. He had to be loving that fifth inning a couple days ago. He hates the Yankees. Big Orioles fan as well. Tune in at iHeartRadio, up Stitcher app. I'm on Twitch.tv. How's it going? Also around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Saluting the troops, doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its eighth consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
You know, exactly. Over time, you know, the more and more you do something, practice the better you get at it. Just like, you know, you didn't become this excellent at radio overnight. You know, you know exactly when to say we got 1 minute left.
Right.
You know, because I'm so good looking.
Yeah, right? Practice makes perfect.
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to be joined by actor Ernie Hudson, and he's here to talk about Michigan-made 2024 Celebrities Rally to boost voter turnout, elevate candidates, and highlight key issues across the state. Ernie, welcome to the show. It's interesting because I was speaking to the former assistant director of the FBI, and we were just talking about how people are burning ballot boxes and there's voter intimidation. I mean, it's amazing in a bad way how it's the state we're in right now. And I think some people are even intimidated to vote. And I guess that's kind of part of what you're all behind right now, right?
Yeah, you know, it's really unfortunate that we are at this place. And, a lot of people want to be intimidating and to get people to, you know, just back down and not exercise their rights. And so part of what I'm trying to do is just really encourage people to get out there and to, you know, really look into what's going on locally, not just the top of the, you know, ticket, but also the downline ballots. The things that's really going to affect your life, but not let people intimidate you by, threatening or just all the nonsense that's going on. You know, a lot of people died for our right to be able to cast a vote, and I think we have to protect that right by exercising.
And you are about as Michigan as it gets, right? And then going to Wayne State in the great city of Detroit. Yeah. Well, it's just, some people, they always forget where they come from. You never did you?
No, because that's part of who we are. You know, I still have relatives there, you know, friends there. It's such a part of my life. I think sometimes about possibly, you know, retiring there, but I'm not sure how that'll go. But I still care about the community and the people, and there are a lot of issues that can go, you know, this is not an election where things are close between the candidates. There's a big difference, and we have to be vigilant. And I just want people to, you know, study the issue, especially look at the local guys who are running as a guy named Joey Andrews, who's representing Southwestern Michigan, who's done a lot of great work. But if you aren't, you know, paying attention, you don't realize, you know, the work that they've done. There are a couple of for the state Supreme Court, Kyra Harris Bolden, Kimberly Ann Thomas. These are people who are really on the front line, really working through the community. And it makes a difference. And I just want people to know, not necessarily vote the way I think you should vote, but definitely study the issues that's going to affect your life.
Yeah, it's well said. And, you know, I come from the Oakland area, and it's very easy, especially nationally, for people to just wave their hand like Oakland doesn't matter because of the crime, and they don't realize that Oakland has lush hills and pine trees and deer and foxes and such things. But I think that, you know, you get the bad publicity in Flint, but people don't realize what a renaissance downtown Detroit has had in the last 15, 20 years. Yeah. It's really amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it breaks my heart because so much progress has been made. I just finished a film with Tyler Perry. We shot it in Atlanta. I went to, for the first time, his studio. It is a 350-acre studio, the largest in the world. And this man who, not that many years ago, was sleeping in his car, the progress, and just how much he's contributed to a state. There are people doing amazing work. Just out there every day on the front line, and they don't get the credit, and we hear all the negative, and I think that sort of, you know, just stokes people's fears. And I think we, you know, it's almost like I used to go to this church and the guy would talk about the devil and hellfire and people would get scared and join, but it didn't last long. Mm-hmm. You know, people play in fears, and I think we have to look at just how what we have common and just how far we've come. I mean, it's amazing. Tyler Perry, if somebody told me 40 years ago that that was even possible, I wouldn't have believed it. And yet here we are. And we really need to just credit ourselves for the amazing things that are happening and that we're doing and support each other as opposed to tearing each other down.
Yeah, no, that's totally true. And, you know, it's interesting because I remember in college they said if any of us wouldn't held a sign outside that said save the whales, nobody would care, but if Tom Cruise held a sign, then people would care. And I guess that's sort of the gist of what you guys have going on, is using celebrities' platform and their voices so people will go, oh, look at him, look at her, I need to pay more attention.
Well, you hope so. I mean, I think to me, I don't understand how all that, but you hope. Yeah, if my saying it encourages someone who felt that they wanted to sit at home, but if they saw my television show, The Family Business, and like that character, and if that's whatever it takes to encourage you to be aware of your life situation, and taking an active part in improving it. If that's what it takes, Tom Cruise, then, you know, so be it. And hopefully he'll accept that responsibility. But it shouldn't take that. It should. The real heroes are the ones who are out there helping out, you know, day in and day out. It's easy for me to take a moment out of my filming to do a radio interview for a few minutes. But there are people who are just right on the front lines who are really building our communities and making a difference in educating our children. And those are the people who really need our support.
Last week I interviewed Matthew Modine, and I said I just immediately thought Private Joker, even though he's been in so many other films. And I said, does that bug you? And he said, no, because he said, I just feel lucky that I got to have such a iconic role. So when people go, Winston Zeddemore, do you say, I've made other stuff, or do you go, hell yeah?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I still love the song, especially we just had Halloween. And here I see little kids now. I see parents who tell me it's the first movie they saw in the theater with their parents, and now they're showing it to their kids. That touches my heart in a way that I can't even describe. I'm just so thankful to have that in other films. But Yeah, it's like I said, it's to bring joy to the world, to each other. It just it means a lot. And I see families, you know, who I'm doing a convention in Rhode Island today, and I see these families, and just seeing us thrive in our lives, live a good life. That's, to me, that's what it's all about. It's not about denigrating other people or putting people down. It's about how do we live our best lives. And we do that by just encouraging and supporting each other.
Very well. Last question for you. And, you know, Michigan always seems to be, even though they don't have the same electoral votes as California, that's still big. And it's a mix of agricultural. You got Motown with the auto industry. And it's kind of a swing state sometimes, or they call it a battleground state. How do you think it's going to go?
Well, I'm hoping it's going, I'm on your platform allowed to say who I'm voting for, but I'm definitely supporting Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a lot of support for her. You can never tell, you know, it's always the will of the people, but I hope it's enough people who have the will to support, like I said, those platforms that support them as opposed to any individual. Because I don't think it's about just a handful of people who get to reap the benefits and the rest of us get left behind.
When she was running for city attorney here in San Francisco, I don't know, it was like 15 years ago, I went to the event. Yeah. Had a drink and I talked to her, and I felt terrible because when I left, I had called her Kamala. I didn't realize that she was Kamala. I learned my lesson then, though, Ernie.
Yeah, but you know, I think that, with a name like that, it's probably going to get mispronounced a lot. But, you know, we do the best we can, and hopefully no one takes offense.
All right. The Hometown Project has Michigan Made 2024 to boost voter turnout. We've been speaking with the great Ernie Hudson. Ernie, thank you so much for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Spot.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You think this is a humorous occasion? You are mistaken.
Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. Coming up in the next segment, Lewis Black. The dulcet tones of Lewis. Last time he was on the show, he was very calm. But why wouldn't he be? He's not performing. He's just talking on the radio. Hope I don't make him mad. 1-800-878-PLAY. The free agency, you know, we were already talking about a trade. Soler got traded yesterday, and you think, well, I guess the offseason really is. It was less than 24 hours since the end of the World Series. But the free agents opting out, opting in, we saw some movement there. And when you look at the top free agents, you can put them in different orders, but there is one guy that stands above the rest, and obviously that's Juan Soto, and he just turned 26 years old. He just hit 41 home runs, 5 straight seasons with more walks than strikeouts. He will see $500 million as a starting point, and he'll probably use the Giants to leverage and jack it up. Well, team I really want to go to, the San Francisco Giants here, they're giving me $515 million. What will you give? I think I'll go to a place where hitters don't like hitting, AT&T Park, or what's it called, Oracle Park. Yeah, that's the number one guy. But, I mean, if you just want guys who can hit home runs, Pete Alonso... Only Aaron Judge has hit more home runs in the last 5 years. The Polar Bear, 226 home runs. Aaron Judge, 232. He is a free agent. Another 30-year-old, Anthony Santander. Now, he'll hit 235, but what did he do? He hit 44 home runs. Not that many switch hitters have hit that many home runs. He's just the eighth to ever go over 40, and the first one in almost 20 years. Teoscar Hernandez, 32, and he had a one-year show-me deal with the Dodgers, and he mashed 33 home runs and won the World Series and was part of that fifth-inning comeback a couple of nights ago. So, as I said, those players there, those are some mashers. Then you got some infielders, Alex Bregman. He had a 6-year extension for $100 million. He's probably going to get more this time around. He's 31. Willy Adames is 29, and he picked a good year to set career highs. He played every game but one. Career highs in doubles, homers, steals, 33, 32, 21, respectively. So, I mean, Christian Walker, He probably will win his third straight Gold Glove, and he's had his third straight season with at least 50 extra base hits. He's probably top 10. But then you look at the pitchers, and the number one pitcher is going to be Corbin Burnes out of St. Mary's College, won the 2021 Cy Young, started at least 32 games three straight years. His 2.92 ERA with Baltimore was fourth best in the AL. And by the way, I had the owner of the Orioles. What was his name? Rubenstein, I think it was, on my show. I'll have to mention that to Lewis Black and see if he gives a damn. I said he's an Orioles fan. Alex Bregman, of course, tainted with the horrific garbage can gate, bang gate, sign stealing scandal, whatever you want to call it, just something like that. But yeah, Corbin Burnes is the guy, and then you get Blake Snell, two size. And it took him a long time to get going, but his last 14 starts with San Francisco, his ERA, believe it or not, was 1.23. That's right. 1.23. Max Fried. There's only one stat you really need to know about the former first-round pick, Max Fried. Among the 55 pitchers who have had at least 100 starts in the last 4 years, think about this. There have only been 55 pitchers in the last 4 years who started 100 games. His ERA of 2.81 ranks first overall. Yeah. So teams have until 5 o'clock on Monday Eastern Time to make qualifying offers to free agents, and then it's going to be off to the races, and you're going to have... there's no doubt you're going to be having some non-tendered guys. Beef tenderizing, chicken tenders. It's going to be people getting outrighted. I always love it. It's like he was cut, he was released, he was placed on waivers, he was outrighted. Like, remember the A's outrighted Liam Hendricks? They put him on waivers and nobody wanted him. So he went to AAA to keep his contract, and then he was off the 40-man, and then he signed the most lucrative free agent contract in the history of baseball for a pitcher. Yeah. I mean, for a closer, I should say. A guy who was outrighted. It's almost like, I outright hate you and your talent. All right. One other thing I saw, you might have seen this too, is that Freddie Freeman... We're finding out now that he had a really bad rib injury. Jeff Passan calls it a serious rib cage injury. And that on earlier this month, he couldn't swing a bat. Every time he did swing, his whole body began to tingle. They were doing x-rays. They took him to these MRIs, and they found out that he had broken the costal cartilage in his sixth rib, which usually means you're out for a few months. And I actually know what that feels like. It was about 5 years ago. I was on one of those Lyme things going around Lake Merritt, and an AC Transit bus came up on me and flipped me onto the sidewalk, and I landed on my side, and... I gave the bus driver the finger, and then he gave me the finger and laughed. And then I realized, ouch. And I still went to Top Dog on the Lime bike, and I got me my Top Dogs. And being a man, I thought, well, it'll feel better in the morning. And then I went in there like, you know, you got two broken ribs. And I was like, damn it. Damn it, I knew it. But yeah, so, you know, we hear about these things after. I think maybe my favorite of all time, and one of my favorite is like most shocking, is that after the Stanley Cup playoffs a few years ago, the Sharks were told that Joe Thornton, their inspiring center, one of the greatest players of all time when it comes to assists, one of the grossest beards ever, but we love Jumbo Joe in the Bay. And we found out that he had torn both ACLs. How do you play hockey all through the Stanley Cup playoffs with torn ACLs? I mean, they just did. So, look, Freeman already is the MVP, and he went through a really scary situation with his son Max, who woke up with a limp, and then a couple of days later couldn't move. He had a very, very rare disease, and he says that Max is doing a whole lot better, which is good. We also found out, remember how chill Mookie Betts was about, hey, let's just move on. The guy tried to grab my glove. Well, now we're finding out that David Ortiz was talking to Mookie Betts about it. And Betts said, that was like the second time in my life I ever wanted to fight somebody. That was wild, man. I never experienced anything like that. I was telling my wife that was the second time in my life I ever wanted to fight anybody, and I didn't really know what he was trying to do, but he had to do what he had to do. It is what it is. What he had to do is stay out of it, is what he's supposed to do. All right, let's go to Lewis Black. Come on back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $500 on select LG major appliances. And get holiday inflatables for under $20. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 10/24 through 11/5. Applies to select LG major appliances only. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items. While supplies last.
You see that lovely lady there? She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also, Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? Well, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow. AJ's doing some things right down
the
field.
So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
Wow. Look at her. If you could see me right now, I'd be called for illegal use of the hand.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right. I have that effect on people. Sometimes they think, God, he's disgusting, but he's so intoxicating. As I kill a little bit of time getting our guest set up here on the phone line, sometimes people ask me, they go, how do you get your guests? And I'm like, they come to us. And that's mostly true. You know, maybe there's a Warriors story, and we'll call Rick Barry or something. You know, something with the Raiders, and we call Jim Plunkett, see if he can come on. That type of thing. But when you're nationally syndicated, what happens is these PR companies, they like to brag about how many ears they were presented to. So they can say, we got you on this, and we got you on that. And then they can say, like, Karen Lyle always says, right now, 22 million... or 220 million people are listening to us. That's usually the way it goes. That's still a thumbs down? All right. We're waiting. We're waiting on Lewis Black. All right, while we are, I want to remind everybody that, yes, it's November. That means the summer is over. We are into fall, but now is a great time to plan a fabulous vacation. For right now, the winter or the spring, too. Visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children under 13 at the Ocean Spa Hotel for only $699. This includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol, and you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. And don't take any chances. Just get ahead of the game right now and visit online, CancunEscapes.com/radio, and book your family vacation for 4 for only $699. Plan your escape to Cancun now. But I will also be giving one of these trips away as well. So just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, and we will be able to get that to you. For free. All right. One other thing as we're waiting. Ruben Amorim is now officially the head coach at Man United, and we were talking about that. And this is a guy who has just coached natively in his Portugal, as it's been, with Casa Pia, Braga, and Sporting. I love Casa Pia. But it was just 5 years ago, he was in charge of Braga's reserves. So the way it works in soccer, if you don't start, you play in the reserves. So you'll still play games every week. You just play the backups of the other teams, the guys who haven't been picked for that game. But you're still in what they call the first team. You have a long list of names, and maybe you're picked for that game or not, but they have a new ownership there. This guy, Jim Ratcliffe, he's like a billionaire, and they shopped all offseason for a coach. I have to say, too, I was surprised that there's like 9 WNBA coaching vacancies as well, which goes to show that the WNBA is not screwing around anymore. You know, it's not like with Bob Guerin. And by the way, Bob Guerin, another ring for him as Dave Roberts' assistant. You see him catch that bat that came out of the hands, not on the fly on the rebound, but it wasn't bad. all right. Okay. Lewis Black is not answering his phone. Maybe he's mad at me. What? 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to get... I'm so tempted to jump into a new topic, and then he's going to call up, but whatever. By the way, we were talking about the Jets yesterday, how they were 4-4, and yet last year with, you had Zach Wilson and Robert Saleh. Now they're 3-4. Have they saved their season or not? I don't know. That's going to go one way or the other. But Rick's picks starting off on the wrong foot. And let's just get to Rick's picks. Let's look at, because I don't know when I'm going to get Lewis now, if at all. Early games. Cowboys at Falcons. Falcons favored by 3. Look at that. And you know what? I think the Falcons win. Cowboys are 3-4. Falcons are 5-3. Broncos at Ravens. Both 5-3? I'm sorry, Broncos. No. Ravens, though, giving up 8.5. That's a lot. I think they will cover barely. They win by 9. That's why those halves. Vegas knows. Browns host the Chargers. Chargers, a road favorite. Browns getting 1.5. Yeah, I'll go for the Chargers in that one. Bengals host the Raiders. Joe Burrow says it's a must win. I don't know if they're going to be wearing their white helmets or not. But the Raiders are stinky poopy. And we'll see if Dez Ritter takes the snap. He did last week, but it was a penalty, so he didn't. I swear I saw you. Not in the record book. Bengals favored by a touchdown and an extra point. 7. I think they'll cover. The Bills host the Dolphins, and the Bills are 6-2. The Dolphins are 2-5. And the Dolphins are one of those teams that have given them trouble. This is why the Bills, I think, are only favored by 6. But I think they cover that. This is going to be a poopy diaper game. Patriots at Titans in Nashville. Ugh. And the Titans are actually favored by 3.5 in this, I guess because they're at home. Man, this is just, only a mother could love this game. I'll go for the Patriots on the road. That's right, I said it. The Panthers host the Saints, and the Panthers are a home dog, obviously. They're getting 7 points for the hapless Saints. I think the Panthers cover that. I think the Panthers win outright. The Saints are a disaster. Not as bad as the Panthers, but both teams will be 2-7 after that game. The Commanders are at the Giants, and Commanders 6-2, Giants 2-6. I'm actually looking for the Giants to step up and win this one, and they're getting 4 points too. That's right, you heard me. There's my upset. The Cardinals host the Bears. And the Bears are a 1-point favorite. And this, of course, is going to be Kyler Murray versus young Williams. I'm going to go for Arizona in that one. The Eagles host the Jags, and this will be in Philadelphia. And the Jaguars felt pretty good after last week. But now the Eagles are starting to get hot. They win. Packers and the Lions. This is the game of the week, folks. Black and blue division, longtime rivals, 75 years, whatever it is. 6-2 Packers, 6-1 Lions. Lambeau. That is a football game right there, folks. And I think the Packers win. The Seahawks host the Rams, and the Seahawks are getting 1 point. By the way, the Packers are the underdogs in that by 2.5. I think they went outright. Seahawks also getting 1 point. Rams will go up to Seattle. I think the Rams win that one, actually. Let's get to Sunday night. that'll be the Vikings hosting the Colts. And you think about Sam Darnold, who was just an insurance policy that has paid off pretty well. They're 5-2. It was supposed to be J.J. McCarthy. That guy got hurt in camp. The Colts have benched their quarterback of the future. I guess he's just a quarterback on the roster now. I mean, this is some Trey Lance stuff going on right now, you know. And the thing is that, and the same thing with Lance, a guy has one good year, and you think he's ready to take over my franchise. Lance was even more accomplished than Anthony Richardson was. Anthony Richardson had one year at Florida, and everyone's like, a lot of raw tools, but he's really not even ready in the SEC. Well, he'll be ready in the NFL then. He will? Yeah, he'll be ready in the NFL. That makes a whole lot of sense is there. By the way, Lewis Black now at 11:40. All right, so we have gotten a hold of him, and he's moving back an hour. I like the Vikings, obviously. They're giving the Colts 5.5, but I think that they will cover that. And then Monday Night Football, we'll talk more about it then at Geeha Field at Arrowhead. Remember I saw Geeha Field, I'm like, oh, I guess Arrowhead was offensive. No, it's still on their helmets. They're still called the Chiefs. They still do the hey, hey, tomahawk chop, all that. But their mascot is a wolf wearing Zumba's pajamas. The Chiefs, the only undefeated team, 7-0. Patrick Mahomes, statistically his worst year. Wins and losses his best year so far. Never been 7-0. The Buccaneers are 4-4, and the Buccaneers laid a big egg last time. I think the Bucs cover in this game. I think the Chiefs win by a touchdown. They're favored by 8.5. Chiefs win, but Bucs cover. And as I said, already off to an 0-1 start, I picked the Texans to beat the Jets. Why would I pick the Jets? It's like, oh, you didn't see that coming? Well, who saw that coming? The Jets are horrific, and the Texans were rolling. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, 3 touchdown passes, saying finally getting on the same page as his receivers. Well, I mean, the Jets had to get 2 of those touchdowns late in the fourth quarter as well. But still, on the year, C.J. Stroud, 11 touchdown passes and just 4 picks right now. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back right here on Sports Byline USA.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
I honestly just got the chills as you described it again for me.
Must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Next hour, Carmine Marino, Frank Filuzzi, and FBI director, and Lewis Black. By the way, 1992, the Dream Team, Barcelona, how many foreigners were in the NBA? 23. How many foreigners are in the NBA now? 125 from 43 countries. Canada is the most with 21. France, 14. Australia, 13. Germany, 8. Serbia, 6. And all 30 teams have at least one international player. The Thunder have 7. The Trailblazers have 7, and the all NBA teams have featured at least five international players for 6 straight seasons. 3 of them have won the last 6 MVPs. Of course, Jokic has won 3, Giannis 2, that's Serbia and Greece respectively, and of course Joel Embiid is from Cameroon, so that's 2, even though he plays for the United States now. So you talk about spreading the religion of basketball. It's working. And I've told this story before, but in 2002, when I was in England and I was a guest coach with the London Mets, the football team that the police department had in London, and so I was coaching football, and one of the PCs, police constables, said, "Can you coach basketball?" And I'm like, "Nah." Because did you play? I'm like, in high school. And I go, "You know more than we do. Can you coach?" So I coached these 14-year-olds in Hemel Hempstead, which is in Hertfordshire, which we would say Hertfordshire. And they all had NBA jerseys. And they all asked me if I knew Tupac and if I knew Snoop. They were fascinated about it. And then they said, "What's the ghetto like?" I'm like, "Not nice. You don't want to hang out there. Have you been to a ghetto?" I'm like, "Yeah, you, like I said, just drive through it. Don't hang out there. Can you tell me more about the ghetto?" Sorry about that. We'll talk about the ghetto on the other side. We have another hour to go. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.